Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The headlines. Government convenes all-party meeting ahead of budget session of Parliament in New Delhi today. Budget session to begin tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Union Cabinet's decision on National Critical Mineral Mission will encourage India's high-tech, clean energy, defence and other key industries. Uttar Pradesh Chief Secretary and DGP to review security arrangements in Mahakumbh at Prayagraj. US President Donald Trump announces plans to set up 30,000-bed detention facility for illegal migrants at the Guantanamo Bay Naval Base. In Men's Hockey India League, Tamil Nadu Dragons and Surma Hockey Club secure semi-final spots. And in Tata Steel Chess Tournament, Indian Grandmaster D. Gokesh defeats Max Warmerdam of Dutch in round 10 at the Wijkenzee in the Netherlands. And now the news in detail. Ahead of the budget session of Parliament, the government has convened an all-party meeting today in New Delhi. During the meeting, the government will discuss with the floor leaders and seek cooperation of the parties to ensure the smooth functioning of the session. We have more from a correspondent.
The budget session will begin on 31st of January with the address of President Draupadi Murmu to a joint sitting of both houses of Parliament. On the same day, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will table the economic survey when both Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha will assemble for a brief period after the President address. The Finance Minister will present the Union Budget 2025-26 on Saturday. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha will discuss the motion of thanks at the President address on Monday. The first part of the budget session, which will commence on Friday, will continue till 30th of February. The second leg of the budget session will be held from 10th March to 4th April 2025. With Anand Kumar, Bhupen Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Narendra Modi has termed a major step towards self-reliance and critical minerals to decisions taken by the Union Cabinet yesterday. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that the Union Cabinet's decision on the National Critical Mineral Mission will encourage India's high-tech, clean energy, defence and other key industries. He added that the decision relating to revised ethanol procurement price will help boost ethanol production and blending targets. The Prime Minister highlighted that it will also help reduce crude imports, empower farmers and promote clean energy. The government has approved the National Critical Mineral Mission with an outlay of more than 34,000 crore rupees. The decision has been taken to build a resilient value chain for critical mineral resources, essential for promoting green technologies. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw highlighted the importance of critical minerals for the development of the economy.
क्रिटिकल मिनरल्स इसलिए जरूरी है कि आज हमारी एंटायर इकोनॉमी में एनर्जी का ट्रांजिशन हो रहा है ग्रीन एनर्जी की तरफ बढ़ रहे हैं तो ग्रीन एनर्जी से रिलेटेड जितने भी है सोलर पार्क हो विंड टर्बाइन हो बैटरीज हो इलेक्ट्रिकल व्हीकल्स हो मोटर्स हो उन सब में क्रिटिकल मिनरल्स एक नियायती तौर पर लगते हैं हमारी जितनी भी बड़ी इंडस्ट्रीज जो आज ग्रो हो रही है इलेक्ट्रॉनिक टेलीकॉम ट्रांसपोर्टेशन उन सब में क्रिटिकल मिनरल्स का उपयोग बहुत होता है.
The Joint Committee of Parliament on the WAF Amendment Bill 2024 will submit its report to the Lok Sabha Speaker, Om Birla, today. Talking to media in New Delhi yesterday, Chairman of the 31-member panel, Jagdambika Pal, gave this information. The committee adopted a draft report on the WAF Amendment Bill 2024 yesterday. Mr. Pal said the committee has adopted amendments on 14 clauses related to the bill. He highlighted that there were detailed deliberations on the bill in the last 6 months.
छह महीने के सारे डिटेल डिस्कशंस के बाद सभी सदस्यों से हमने संशोधन मांगे थे या हमारी अंतिम बैठक थी कि उस 44 संशोधन पे आप इस पे सहमत हैं या इस पे असहमत हैं तो सभी सदस्यों के द्वारा चाहे किसी पक्ष के हों उन लोगों ने अपने संशोधन दिए थे उसमें 14 कागज पे या 14 संशोधनों में संशोधन स्वीकार हुआ है.
The political battle has intensified in the national capital as the election to the 70-member Delhi Assembly is coming closer. Prominent leaders of the BJP, Aam Aadmi Party and the Congress are trying to woo the voters in favour of the candidates by conducting road shows, door-to-door campaigns and public meetings. The Delhi Assembly will go to polls on the 5th of next month. Akashvani News brings you a special series in view of Delhi Assembly polls. Today we take a look at the Rajouri Garden constituency.
Rajouri Rajouri Garden Assembly seat is a popular seat in West Delhi, which is famous for shopping and market of home decor products as well as food. BJP has fielded Manjinder Singh Sirsa on this assembly seat, while Congress's Dharmpal Chandela is in the political fray. Aam Aadmi Party has once again expressed confidence in the sitting MLA Dhanwanti Chandela on the seat. In the last assembly elections, AAP's Chandela defeated BJP's Ramesh Khanna by a margin of 22,000 votes. A triangular contest is being seen among the candidates of BJP, AAP and Congress on the seat. Issues like encroachment, waterlogging, drinking water, traffic jam and parking are the major problems in this assembly constituency. There are more than 1,78,000 voters in this assembly constituency who will decide the fate of the candidates by pressing the EVMs button on 5th February. With Rahisuddin Rihan, Saklan Akhtar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download news on AIR app. Now news from Mahakum. More than 7 crore devotees took holy dip in Sangam on the occasion of Mauni Amavasya yesterday. After the holy dip, devotees performed rituals and offered prayers at the ghats. The Mahakumbh Mela, recognized as the world's largest religious gathering, commenced on the 13th of January, and more than 26 crore devotees have taken a holy dip so far. The security has been increased after the unfortunate incident took place at Sangam Ghat. Uttar Pradesh Chief Secretary and Director General of Police will visit Prayagraj today to review the security arrangements in Mahakumbh after the stampede incident which took place at Sangam Ghat yesterday. 30 devotees had lost their lives and 60 others were injured in the incident. The injured devotees are currently undergoing treatment at the local medical college. Our correspondent reports that the security in the Mela area has been intensified.
Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has directed Chief Secretary and DJP to assess the situation and submit the report in this regard. They will visit the incident site and investigate the matter. The tragic incident took place yesterday at the Akhada route near the Sangam. Chief Minister has also ordered judicial inquiry and formed a 3-member judicial commission.
ये सभी घटनाएं मर्माहत करने वाली भी हैं और एक सबक भी है, लेकिन हादसे के तह में भी जाने की आवश्यकता है और इसी दिशा सरकार ने भी तय किया है कि हम इसकी एक judicial inquiry भी करेंगे.
The commission will investigate the cause and circumstances of the incident and recommend measures to prevent such incident in the future. With Dipendra Kumar, Aman Yadav, Akashwani News, Prayagraj.
The nation is paying homage to Mahatma Gandhi on his 77th death anniversary and Martyrs' Day ceremony today. On this occasion, a Sarvadharma Prarthana has been held at Gandhi Samadhi, Rajghat in New Delhi this morning. Every year on 30th January, the nation honors the life and legacy of Mahatma Gandhi, who was the guiding light of India's struggle for independence. This day is also observed as Martyrs' Day or Shahid Divas, which marks a moment of reflection on the profound sacrifices made in the pursuit of freedom. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid tributes to Mahatma Gandhi on his death anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Mahatma Gandhi's ideals motivate countrymen to build a developed India. The Prime Minister also paid tributes to all those martyred for the nation and recalled their service as well as sacrifices. President Draupadi Murmu has lauded the performance of all bands who played iconic tunes during the beating retreat ceremony at the historic Vijay Chowk in New Delhi yesterday, marking the culmination of the 76th Republic Day celebrations. In a social media post, the President said that all bands' formations were impressive, included battle formations and Chakra View and Makar View, along with the themes of 75 years of the Constitution and Ek Per Ma Ke Naam. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced plans to build a 30,000-bed migrant detention facility at the U.S. Navy base in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. This new center will be separate from the existing high-security prison and will house what Mr. Trump called the worst criminal, illegal aliens.
Today I'm also signing an executive order to instruct the Departments of Defense and Homeland Security to begin preparing the 30,000-person migrant facility at Guantanamo Bay. We have 30,000 beds in Guantanamo to detain the worst criminal illegal aliens threatening the American people. Some of them are so bad we don't even trust the countries to hold them because we don't want them coming back, so we're going to send them out to Guantanamo.
Democratic U.S. lawmaker Ro Khanna has announced that Republican colleague Rich McCormick will join him as the co-chair of the bipartisan Congressional Caucus on India, replacing Mike Waltz, who is now the National Security Advisor to President Donald Trump. The India Caucus is committed to strengthening the relationship between the U.S. and India. On to some sports news now. In the men's hockey in Delhi, Tamil Nadu Dragons and Surma Hockey Club have secured the semi-final spots. We have more from a correspondent.
On the 29th of January at the Hero Hockey India League, two matches were played between JSW Surma and Srirachi Rar Bengal Tigers and between Tamil Nadu Dragons and UP Rudras at the Birsa Munda Stadium, Rourkela. In the first match between Srirachi Rar Bengal Tigers and JSW Surma, it was a very tough match with both the teams sharing one goal each at the end of full time. This led to the shootout, which proved to be a one-sided affair. JSW Surma proved too good for the Bengal Tigers. They won by a 3-0 margin. In the second match of the evening, UP Rudras got the better of Tamil Nadu Dragons with a 3-2 margin in the shootout after they were locked 2-2 at full time. Despite the loss, Tamil Nadu Dragons made it to the semi-finals. This is D. Andrew reporting for Akashwani News.
Tamil Nadu Dragons will now face the Srirachi Rar Bengal Tigers in the first semi-final tomorrow, while the JSW Surma Hockey Club will take on the Hyderabad Tufans in the second semi-final. In chess, India's Domaraju Gukesh continued his dominant run at the 2025 Tata Steel Chess Tournament in the Wijkenzee, the Netherlands. He defeated Dutch Grandmaster Max Warmerdam in round 10 to maintain his lead in the Masters category last night. In the 38 National Games 2025, the competition is setting up with electrifying performances across multiple disciplines in different cities of Uttarakhand. Karnataka made a stunning start, clinching 5 gold medals. We have more from a correspondent.
The 38th National Games witnessed an action-packed day with Karnataka making a spectacular start, clinching 5 gold medals and setting 2 new national records at Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee Swimming Complex, Haldwani. In the women's 100-meter freestyle event, Dinidi from Karnataka displayed an exceptional performance, securing the gold medal with a record-breaking time of 2 minutes 3.24 seconds. In the men's 200 freestyle category, Srihari Natraj claimed gold with an impressive time of 1 minute 50.57 seconds. In the 100-meter butterfly event, Benedict Rohit from Tamil Nadu dominated the men's category to win gold, while Karnataka's Dinidi added another feather to her cap by securing her second gold medal of the day in the women's category. As for the medal tally, Karnataka leads the standing with 5 gold and 2 silver medals, while Manipur closely follows in second place. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to V.C. Pramod.
Thank you, Abhishek. Broad framework likely in budget, speculates the Economic Times. The paper says, Centre readies roadmap for steady reforms. Check spread of vilifying content in poll campaigns, High Court tells Election Commission, reports The Hindu. Odisha government inks investment packs worth 13 lakh crore rupees, informs the Financial Express. Government schools witness improved infra growth in digital literacy, says report, writes the Tribune. Trump invites Netanyahu to White House. Mediators look ahead to ceasefire phase 2, states the Indian Express, adding, will be the first foreign leader to visit U.S. president in fresh term. Jerry Holness joins as Indian women's 400-meter relay coach, reports the Pioneer. And finally, ISRO scores a century of rocket missions, places Gen 2 navigation satellite in orbit, notes the Economic Times. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Pramod. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government convenes all-party meeting ahead of budget session of Parliament in New Delhi today. Budget session to begin tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Union Cabinet's decision on National Critical Mineral Mission will encourage India's high-tech, clean energy, defence and other key industries. Uttar Pradesh Chief Secretary and DGP to review security arrangements in Mahakumbh at Prayagraj. US President Donald Trump announces plans to set up 30,000-bed detention facility for illegal migrants at the Guantanamo Bay Naval Base. In men's hockey in Delhi, Tamil Nadu Dragons and Surma Hockey Club secure semi-final spots. And in Tata Steel Chess Tournament, Indian Grandmaster D. Gukesh defeats Max Warmerdam of Dutch in round 10 at the Wijkenzee in the Netherlands. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.